Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Well, can you believe what a morning it has been? This is all about heroes. Those are creating jobs, taking risks. Okay, they're accomplishing. They have the biggest passion. They're passionate about what they do. And we just had, right, the founder of Hotwire, the founder of TaskRabbit. I mean, this guy, just amazing things. Later on in the show, we're going to have the executive producer of the movie Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and wait till you hear what he's doing now. And we're also going to be wrapping up the show with NFL star who played for the Raiders and Redskins, Philip Buchanan, and his new project is absolutely mind-blowing. But without further ado, you have got to hold on to your seat when you hear who our next hero is on the show. Her name is Alana Feld. Now, you're wondering, that name may be familiar. Okay, she has been doing so many things, all right? She is the Executive Vice President of Feld Entertainment Productions. So you go, may not know Feld Entertainment. Well, let me tell you. It's Ringley Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. Yep, you've heard of that. Monster Jam. Monster Energy Supercross, Nuclear Cowboys, Marvel Universe Live, Disney on Ice and Disney Live. The list just goes on and on. So I've got to ask you, Elena, how do you manage and track so many moving shows, so many shows, and so many moving parts?
Well, first, thanks for having me on. I'm really happy to be joining you. And, we do it with a big team of people. It is certainly not me that's out there doing all of this. And, we're a family business. So I get to work with my father and with my sisters. And I think, together we try to divide and conquer. But we have an incredible group of, 3,000 employees around the world that help us do all that we do.
3,000 employees. You know what? That's a hero, one that's creating jobs. And I'm a huge fan of the circus. I got to personally tell you, and I'm sure many of our Money Radio listeners are. In fact, Ringley Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus is coming to Talking Sticks Arena in Phoenix, Arizona, which my family and I are going to. And Ringley Brothers was purchased by your grandfather. What do you remember most, perhaps, of growing up in the business? And maybe you could share with us not only that, but maybe what your first role was working for him.
Yeah, I mean, I've been so fortunate. My entire life, I've grown up around Ringling Brothers. And, every year I spent my winter vacations at circus rehearsals, which was just so fun. And the clowns used to babysit my sisters and me, which was amazing. When I joined the company, I started in the marketing and sales group. And that's really, where my background was. And I think, it was a big decision to join my family business because it's not like a job where if you don't like it, you just leave. It was something I really looked at as a, lifelong position that I would want to have in a career within this company. And, my father was, very adamant on finding a role where it was a place that I could succeed, somewhere where I came into the company with some experience. And I think that really helped set me up for success and really the path that I've taken within the company.
And not only that, you've come so far because you've also spearheaded the creation of Disney Live Presents Three Classic Fairy Tales. And this was, if I understand right, developed and produced specifically for the Chinese audience. And it became the first ever live Disney production to tour throughout China. I believe the Walt Disney Company was there to extend their brand in this emerging market, which is just absolutely incredible. What are some of the secrets for entrepreneurs to be able to come up with ideas like you did? In other words, how did you come up with it?
I mean, I think, at least for our business, I think the most important thing, I think it really goes to anything you're doing, is understanding your audience and your consumer, and that is crucial to what we do. We need to understand what our audiences want. What kind of entertainment do they want? How do they want to experience it? And then, that it's up to us to create an experience that is desirable to them and one that, they want to, buy a ticket to. So I think for us, it's all about understanding our audience, and we're constantly trying to, whether it's do research, whether it's getting out there and talking to them, it's watching them during the productions, to really understand, you know, what do they want? That's, you know, that's really how you could create something for them. It's not always about what my personal taste is. It's about finding what families today, you know, want to see.
Well, I want to see them all, and I want to buy tickets to all of your events. So anytime they're in Arizona, I'm going to be making sure. And listeners, we have Alana Feld. She is the executive vice president and of Feld Entertainment. You could reach her at ringling.com. That's ringling.com. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes on Money Radio, AM 1510 and FM 99.3. Are you a hero in business? Go to Alliances.com. That's Alliances.com. Now, Alana, your productions like Ringley Brothers, Monster Jam, Monster Energy Supercross, Marvel Universe, absolutely amazing. My children are totally into that. have brought so much joy to so many people of so many ages. And I think that's the key, is that you attract all ages to your shows. What brings you, though, you personally, the most joy?
Well, I think, you know, it's definitely seeing the audiences. You know, when we work on a production, it could be, you know, a year to a year and a half that we're working on a show, we go into rehearsals, and, you know, we think that we've gotten it right, and we think that the audiences are going to enjoy it, but you don't know until, you know, you put it out there. And when you're sitting in the audience and you see families together enjoying themselves, laughing, having fun, that's definitely the most rewarding part of what we do. And, you know, now I have a daughter myself. And so, you know, anytime I can take her to something and, you know, create a show that she just loves, it's the best feeling in the world.
And how cool that she could see what happens behind the scenes, too. I mean, that's amazing. All right. So she's going to want to know your answer to this very important question. So, Alana, listen real carefully, okay? Three words: cotton candy, peanuts, or light up toys. Which is your which is your favorite to have at your events?
I'm gonna actually throw you a curveball. I'm gonna go with popcorn.
Ah, popcorn.
I'm going with popcorn.
Now, Alana, isn't that what entrepreneurs do? Right? Something outside.
Exactly.
Tell me why.
Exactly. You know, popcorn for me, you know, watching a show, eating the popcorn, it's part of the experience for me. And I just, the smell of it, I love it. And I don't think I ever go to one of our shows and don't eat some popcorn while I watch.
One of my favorite parts at the circus is watching the tightrope walkers, which is really, it's just like business if you think about it, because one wrong move, right? One wrong move can make you fall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You've got to finish the walk, and this is what happens, right? You finish the walk, and the crowd cheers. What's been your drive to walk the line?
Well, I mean, you know, it's all about bringing entertainment to people, and I think that I'm so passionate about what we do, and, you know, growing up around this business and now being able to be a part of it and being able to, you know, create experiences is just fun. And I, you know, I do it with my family. I love working with my family, and we're in such a unique business that to have them there to talk to at the end of the day, and to really understand, you know, what it's like, is amazing.
It truly is. And you've got to come out with a book. If you don't have a book already, you know, I mean, you've got to. Just really everything that goes on, because I don't think that people really realize or understand how much work goes into it. We do a number of various things at Alliances and Experiences, certainly not to your scale. But, I mean, to do this and to have everything from the outside looks like it runs so smooth is truly amazing. And we have Alana Feld. You can go to ringling.com. She's the executive vice president and with Feld Entertainment. That includes Ringley Brothers, Monster Jam, Marvel Universe Live, Disney on Ice, Disney Live, and so many things. And you're listening to Alliances on Money Radio, AM 1510 and FM 99.3. And I'm dying to ask you this question. We've got just a little less than a minute left, but You know, you talked about clowns, and who would ever imagine, right? The clowns were the ones babysitting you, and now you are the top executive there of so many, 3,000 employees. How many clowns, though, actually fit in the car? Really, how many?
That's a really good question.
Or is that a trade secret?
I think it depends on the day. I think it depends on the day. I think, you know, part of what we do is try to, you know, look for new and creative ways for clowns to be funny. So in some ways, we're moving past the car.
Well, Alana, you're a hero. Keep doing what you're doing, bringing joy and entertainment, leaving your mark on society and the community. We appreciate having you here. It's just absolutely amazing, and you can reach Alana by going to Ringley.com. And when we return, we're going to have the executive producer for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, and thank you to Loopy Doxin Design Glue, our producer at Alliances.